A little bit to the left.
No, not quite that hard. No, go slower. No, that's not it. No, do this instead. No. Ah, have you ever heard or spoken these words from your partner before and thought, why do I even try? No matter how much I try to please him or her, I just never get it right. Or he just never does it. And the person who is giving feels completely hopeless and powerless. If this has ever happened to you where your partner just feels hopeless or powerless when they're trying to please you and you're speaking your wants and desires, that is because the one who is giving, their sex life is being run by the ego. So I want you to join me in today's episode to discover how to shift your identity in sex and relationship from ego to eros. But before we dive in, I want to give you a quick update. Personal life updates, fear and greed index updates. All right, so this is the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast. I am Tilly Storm, and this show is all about helping you turn sexual liberation into financial empowerment. So I help you not only have a great sex life, but my partner and I help you to get your finances in order and become a multi-orgasmic millionaire yourself. Yes, if you're new here, then I just want to share thank you so much for joining us on this journey. And it's been an interesting time in our life personally, having moved. We were living in Hollywood, Florida for 2 years, and then just recently having a big shakeup in what our plans were versus whatever the universe's plans have obviously been, which are not the same. So we are finally back in Florida in a different town. We're in Melbourne Beach, Florida, and we're enjoying going on walks on the beach every day, multiple times a day. It's amazing. Enjoying the warm weather. So glad to be back here. And also, like I promised you in our show description, that we will update you on where we're at with our own financial journey, me personally, anyhow. Where I'm at is things have been pretty low looking in the market this week. So we've had some big world events going on with Iran and Israel that has the fear and greed index for the first time in fear since November of 2023. So that's very interesting because how I personally feel in my wet and dry index is not that at all. Oh, no, baby. So how I've personally been feeling and been working on my own journey of shifting my identity into my multi-orgasmic identity is very turned on and excited about what's ahead in my life. So I would say that I'm probably around the 80 to 100 range on the wet and dry index this week. So I'm interested to see how my personal emotional state and spiritual state and mental state is affecting not only my income and impact, but my own investment portfolio. So things are holding pretty steady. Everything dropped in crypto quite a bit last week. So that was a shock, but I'm pretty confident about a comeback soon. Anyway, thank you so much for joining, and we'll tune into the show in just a moment. Welcome to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast, where sexual liberation meets financial empowerment. Join me, Tilly Storm, top 20 sex coach worldwide, on my own journey to becoming a multi-orgasmic millionaire through the mystical art of sex magic, financial savvy, and guidance from my very own mystical yoni oracle. I'm going to reveal how I'm turning orgasms into cold, hard cash. Get ready to dive deep and discover the secrets to living a life of abundance on your own multi-orgasmic terms. Okay, so which one is running the show for you? Eros or ego? Let's talk about that. What is Eros? Eros is really just that turn on life force energy that we're all born with, that sexual, juicy, sensual energy that we all have when we let in the aliveness of life, when we let ourselves be turned on, when we're feeling vibrant and alive about what's happening in our surroundings. Eros is that part of us that really is just, we're all born with it. So it's not something that we have to even search for or try to get back. It's just sometimes something that we have to uncover and remember. And what is ego? Well, a lot of what I share and help people with in my coaching programs and containers is what we call parts work, or you may have heard of shadow work before. What is parts work? Well, parts work is really just about exploring the different parts and pieces that make up your identity, your ego identity. So I like to think of it like this. You have an ego identity and you have a true or higher self, a true self or a higher self. Your true self or higher self is that untouchable God consciousness inside of you. It's the part of you that is unbreakable, that is whole and complete, that knows it's whole and complete. It is the divine in you. And the ego self, there are many parts and pieces of you that make up your ego. So you have your whole self and your true self, and you have your ego. And your ego has all different sorts of identities, subpersonalities, lost selves, false selves. So some examples of these could be your inner critic, your inner child, your inner nun, your judgy McJudge face, your mother's voice, your father's voice, the voice of society, the voice of media. It could be anything, right? So we have all of these parts and pieces that make up our ego identity. And when I am working with clients, what we're doing in coaching is discovering these ego identities that are unconsciously running your sex life and relationship. So when I started this episode, I gave you an example of something that tends to happen for a lot of people in a sexual experience. So a lot of times a woman will come to me and say, I want to feel like I can totally surrender and let go in the bedroom, but I have no idea how to do that. I feel unsafe doing that. I don't know how to fully let go. I don't fully trust my partner. They don't stand in their power. And when I ask for what I want, the times that I have, he doesn't ever do it. I can't get him. I can't show him how to do it. And it leaves the partner feeling a bit hopeless, out of their power, which is so interesting because that just lets me know that, number one, if the woman is wanting to surrender, she's wanting her partner to take charge. That is because he is not standing in his true power and his true whole self, higher self power. It's an ego identity that is insecure, that doesn't know what true power is, that derives power from something outside of himself. And that isn't true power. So there's different types of power, right? And true power is the power that lies within us to say, hey, okay, I hear that you're not liking what I'm doing. I want to invite you to look me in the eye and tell me what it is that you want so that I can please you, right? So that is a completely different perspective than just, wah-wah, I can't do anything right for her. I guess I'm just going to give up, or I'm just never going to be able to please her. I'm just going to keep disappointing her, okay? So if your partner is feeling constantly frustrated or like he's constantly disappointing you, then this is because this partner is unconsciously, their sex life is being run from an ego identity. And in my personal life, I've been working on identity a lot the last 2 months. Why? Because this has been a journey of me stepping into my multi-orgasmic millionaire identity for myself. And I have been very vigorous about working with my Millie Tilly identity versus my poor identity, like the part of me that struggled when I first started my business. It was a single mom on bootstraps who eventually worked my butt off so hard that I finally made it and created a six-figure income for myself. But that identity of having to work hard to keep things afloat and keep going eventually got really old and I burned out. So the identity shift for me has been really rooting into the empowered identity that I want to create for myself. And why is this so important? Because I see people in a healing journey, on a healing journey, that stay on the journey for so long, but they never choose to actually identify with the empowered identity that they want to be. They're actually still operating from their ego. So let's talk about this shift. What does this journey look like? Like when we are wanting to go from, wah, wah, I can't ever do anything, I always disappoint my partner, to, I'm a freaking sex goddess and I know it. And I know how to ask for what I want. I know how to get pleasure in the way that my partner wants it, and I'm confident as fuck. And when I do something wrong, I don't take it personally. I ask for clarification, right? So that, how do we go from the wah-wah, I can't do anything right, I'm a disappointment to my partner, I don't have enough desire for him, whatever it is for you, to I'm a confident as fuck sex goddess, right? Okay. What this looks like is, yes, we have ego identities and pieces that need to be renegotiated with to get on board with the goal or the desire that you have for your sex life and your relationship. How do you get these ego identity pieces on board? That is what coaching is for. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of working with these identity pieces to learn to relate to them differently. How do you relate to something differently? You quit relating to it in the way that you have been, which for most people looks like trying to get rid of, trying to annihilate an identity, if they're even conscious and aware of that. But most people aren't. So if you're like, I have no idea what my ego identities are showing up in my sex life and relationship, don't worry. Most people aren't aware of these things until we actually get into your body, mind, your unconscious mind and start exploring them. This is how we are able to shift our identity, is to get to learn to relate to these ego pieces in a different way, and then invite them into a new role, invite them to have a new job, and then eventually to choose the new identity, to step into the new identity over and over again until the feeling state, because you've practiced feeling what it feels like for me to be a multi-orgasmic millionaire, until it feels so normal and natural, that's like the new set point. Your nervous system begins to heal and up-level to the new set point so that you can draw in and be a magnet for the thing that you want, because you have been practicing it for so long. If you're someone who you find yourself often in these triggered states, or you find yourself often getting mad at your partner because they can't ever do anything right, this is usually because you are operating from an ego identity. And if you want to step into your sex goddess identity, your queen of relationship identity, whatever that empowered version is of you, then we really have to get off the freaking I'm on a healing journey train and just decide that we're going to choose to be the empowered identity. This is very relatable to a tantric practice called transfiguration. So they have this amazing teaching that says, if I just choose to transfigure myself into the version of myself I want to be, I can just be that, right? But to just tell somebody like, oh, I'm just going to be a sex goddess today, and you just wake up and do that, that is possible for some people. It's like people who choose to stop smoking after they've smoked for 20 years. One day, I've heard stories of this happening, right? Like, I heard one lady talk about how she was just driving down the road one day and she was like, this is gross. Why am I doing this? And she just threw out a cigarette and never smoked again, right? So it can happen in an instant. And that is because the identity shift is often more powerful than all of the other healing things that we're doing along the way. So this is why I'm bringing this up today, because it's within that identity shift that the change and the transformation takes place. Of all of the manifestation things I've studied, of all of the transformational journeys and techniques and modalities that I've learned, which are so many of them, the one thing that I see in every one of them is this. If you don't choose to be who you want to be, you're not. You're not going to be that. It sounds so simple, right? Like, obviously, it's more difficult and there's more involved than just choosing to be the sex goddess one day. For some people, that might work. And that is amazing. Like that lady who just threw out the cigarette and was no longer a smoker and never smoked another cigarette again. So that can happen. But usually it takes the healing and the integration to get all parts of the ego identity on board with the goal or the desire that you have for your sex life and relationship, so that you can show up from the empowered version of yourself. So this is all to say that eventually we have to get off the healing train. And we just have to choose to be who we want to be. We have to transfigure into that version of ourselves and tap into the feeling state of that part of us frequently, very frequently, because the more frequently that we tap into the feeling state of the sex goddess that we want to be or the queen of relationship that we want to be, the more that our nervous system is going to calibrate to that feeling state and learn that is the new normal state. It takes practice and repetition. And this is why it can take a long time for the nervous system to come back into regulation and to recalibrate into the up-leveled, empowered version of yourself. If this is something that's of interest to you, I want to invite you to join me for the Reignite the Passion Summit. This is a summit that I've put together over the month of March. I spent so much time interviewing 21 experts in the fields of sex, love, and relationships. I'm so excited for it. We're going to have speakers talk on everything from fighting fair to feminine dating archetypes to keeping sex fun and creative over the years to all sorts of different topics. Whether you're on the verge of separating or on the verge of divorce, or everything is already great in your sex life, but you're just looking for that next level. Or maybe you don't have a partner and you're wanting to magnetize a partner. We have some experts in love and dating that are going to be on the summit as well. The summit is completely free. The replays will be available for 10 days, I believe. It's through May 2nd. So you have from April 26th to May 2nd to watch all of the replays. And the summit is all virtual and online. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can watch at your own time, on your own leisure. And there are so many free gifts that each and every one of our experts is going to be offering you. So there are some super juicy ones. Oh my gosh, I've looked through the list of all of the freebies everyone's offered. And I'm like, oh my God, I want that. I want that. Ooh, oh my gosh. So it's really exciting because it's like Christmas for your sex life and relationship. So if you want to wake up Christmas morning and have all of these presents for your sex life and relationship, then go to the link in the show notes and sign up for the free online virtual Reignite the Passion Summit. It's going live April 26th and 27th, 2024. And I so hope to see you there and see how your sex life and relationship up levels as a result of the summit. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye.